Welcome to Simple Engineering 5.0. Our goal is to empower your civil engineering career success by harnessing the full potential of computer-based technology, giving you the edge you need to excel. My name is Modeste Muhire. I go by Mo. I'm a civil engineer licensed in both the US and Canadian jurisdictions, a Bentley accredited iTwin developer, open road designer trainer, a champion for digital integration in civil engineering. I hope you enjoy the podcast and share it with others. I'd like to hear about your experience when we were learning math in school, especially in high school. I do recall sometimes we'd learn about equations and we'll learn about a topic and we'd be like, okay, I learned about this, but where am I going to use this in real life? X times A plus B equals C. Okay, I see that. Where am I going to use in real life? That was a question on my mind and my colleagues' mind at the time. Looking back, I wish I knew the application. I wish I could see the application. Because the idea of being able to solve an equation or being able to say, okay, X is common, I'm going to put it outside the parentheses and then I'm going to simplify the expression is very powerful. And how does this apply, especially in design? In design, infrastructure design, we have a lot of properties that are applicable to a specific component of the project or to the whole project. For instance, you may have units. Units are applied to the whole project. That means we need to make sure that the units are set in a way that the whole project can read the units. So that's a way to make sure that they're outside the parentheses, if we do the same example. There are ways to make it so that actually they are in every single location. We can do that. But it's not efficient if you had the workspace and you design it in a way that every project is in a different file. There is increased risk of an error. Part of a good design, a good understanding, is make sure that we can minimize the source of errors. The more we increase the source of information, the more risk we have of having a consistency or not adjusting a parameter that should have been updated. So it's important to be able to have, okay, we have this one source of information for units. We have this one source of information for a border. A source of information for the style. A source of information for the sizes. But without an understanding of why or be able to identify the common parameters, it used to miss that component. So I'm going back to this element. Why am I going to use this? And the moment I realized that, actually, when I was doing math, I was programming. Like, wow, I was doing it without knowing it. It wasn't in a computer necessarily. Actually, it wasn't in a computer. It was more on a paper. You would see it down. You solve all the equations. But it was real programming. In that sense, like, it's an important skill to be able to understand that a big expression can be simplified and hold the same value. That was a big and a powerful idea. And that applies in programming. You can have a unit, and that unit can be used in a different way, can hold different value. So in design, still watch this idea. If we look at the package, the solutions that we have, I ask you to evaluate it. Can I say that you have a border? If you look at traditional designs, you'd have a border on every single sheet. You may be referencing the border on every sheet. Every sheet, you may be referencing that, but is that efficient? Because the moment you realize that, okay, I'm doing this, I'm heading X times A, X times B, so equal C. Now, is there a way to make sure that I just have one border, one location, and I do it once and it applies all the sheets? You bet there is. Because by principle, and the good thing about this mindset is that even though you don't know how at the stage, you can deduce by understanding, okay, based on the structure of information, based on the structure of the program, based on the structure of a computer, this is doable. This is possible. Now, how do I do it? That's the second question. You can look at it depending on the structure of the software. But the idea that it's possible, it's usually what limits most people. Because what I've seen, most people, they just memorize a path. Like, okay, this is what I did last year. I'm going to do it next year. I'm going to do it in the future. This is what we did. And some of the trainings, I set like that. Like, okay, for instruction, this is A, this is B, this is C. Without necessarily having a moment to step back, be like, okay, the reason why we're attached is because these are the computer things. So that we can be creative, find our own ways to stage the same objectives. Because in any case, we have many ways to reach a solution. The same way we were saying X times parenthesis A plus B. Someone else can say parenthesis A plus B times X. Or can say they can use it anyway. So it's important to understand there are many ways to reach a solution. There are many ways to hold a similar value. But the understanding comes from understanding the structure of information. And the understanding that actually this application of mathematics in every day has made me enjoy the journey. I'm just sharing because I think someone else may be thinking, okay, am I going to use this? It's the same thing with geometry. I'm like, okay, you know what? This could be allowed. We have a tangent. This is a roadway. Or this is a runway for the airport. It really brings value. It really brings everything to life. If I could go back and teach math with the knowledge that I have, I would really spend time tying in abstract to what we see in the world. Because I think the world brings the abstract to life and makes the learning more enjoyable. Because at the time we're just doing it and like, okay, we're doing it, but why are we going to use it? That was the question every time. And I think the topics that I was like, I don't think I want to spend time in this because I don't see where it's leading. So having a reason why, actually, this is very powerful. Being able to say, why am I doing this? Why is this applicable? It gives meaning to learning. It does give meaning to learning. It's the same concept of, okay, why should I learn this? Why should I learn computer? Why should I spend time learning about the structure of a computer? Because it's going to produce quality work. It's going to be more efficient. It's going to make life more enjoyable. Because the moment you combine your skills as a design engineer, and you combine that with the capability of a computer, it's going to create a good product. So that's the reason. And the reason that it's there to help is that to make the work much easier. With those understanding, actually, there is a reason to learn. There is a reason to take time to learn about it because in the long run, it's going to pay off. When we talk about incentive, I can say that not all environments have the incentive to learn. Some environments are designed in a way that's not necessarily long term, but that's something we'll cover in a different episode. But still, an idea I'd like to instill in you is to think about owning your career. You may be in an environment that doesn't support learning or support long-term investment, but still, you have a responsibility over your career. That's very critical. That's very important. With that, you can be, okay, you know what? I'm going to learn this because in the long run, it's going to pay off. In my career, I'm going to use a computer. How can I make sure that I am taking advantage of the resources, that I'm unlocking the potential that it contains in delivering good work? That was all for today. All the best in integrating computer-based technology in your work. Look forward to hearing what you discover as you look at your designs and as you connect what you do with what you learned in mathematics. Because I think we get to make very unique connections when we look back. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Please rate, review, and share this work with others to help civil engineering professionals thrive in the 5.0 era. If you use LinkedIn, I would like to connect with you. You can find me by typing Modeste Muhire with more in parentheses. Thank you so much.